Our guest on the phone is the Chief Executive Officer of Three Rivers Hospital, Scott Graham. And good morning, Scott.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Oh, you bet. We appreciate you taking time out from a busy day to let our listeners know about the new hospital and bond proposition that's going to be on. And we got the information here at the station sent to us, so we can kind of follow along and hear about we had a news release about a week or so ago and had kind of the briefer summary of what it's all about. But now we get to hear kind of more of the details. So we're looking forward to hearing what's happening with this latest with Three Rivers Hospital.
Right. Well, I think anybody who's from the area knows that the hospital's been around for quite some time. It was built back in the late 1940s and has been in operation ever since. It's done a great job as a hospital building goes. It's really served the community and served the patients well. But like everything that ages, it's kind of gotten past that point of where it can be sustained in its current form. So we, we began by looking at what would it take to renovate it, brought in an engineering firm to see what could be done. And their conclusion was that really it would cost more to renovate than it would be just to build a new building. So we began looking at the prospect of a new building. And that kind of brings us to where we are, where we've come to the realization that a new building is the most cost-effective and efficient way to keep the hospital in operation and positioned well to serve the community far into the future. So that's kind of what we're doing at this point. We've got a bond initiative on the ballot for November, for the November election, and we're asking members of citizens of the public hospital district to support this initiative so that we can construct a replacement hospital. Our team at the hospital has done an excellent job trying to keep the building up and running and clean. And I mean, it's become just all-consuming work to try to keep everything the way that it should be. And, you know, we've struggled as a hospital financially. I think that's pretty well known as well. And so because of that, there hadn't been in the past really the ability to put the investments into the building. So we're having to do a lot of catch up. But even with that, what we found is that the building, we're having to retrofit, which is very costly. We're trying to meet regulatory requirements, which requires retrofitting, which is very costly. And then just looking at what it's going to take to have a 21st century building that could go out decades. It's just better to go ahead and construct a new hospital. So what we're basically putting forward to the community is that if it's approved, the hospital would continue to offer a modern emergency room that would be there 24/7 for emergency care, a state-of-the-art lab and imaging services so people can get those things close to home. We would be expanding our surgical services so that folks don't have to leave the community to get those things. And we started family practice several years ago, and it's been growing. And so we'd like to see that and our specialty clinic continue to develop. And so we'd have a new home for that as well. So I've been talking a lot, though. So did you want me to keep going, or did you have questions?
Oh, nothing's popped in my mind yet, but things are kind of brewing. So
okay.
So continue on, and appreciate this great information.
Well, appreciate it, and absolutely love to talk about this. We're excited about the prospect of a new hospital, partly because it would enhance our ability to recruit and retain doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals. you know, folks want to work in a place that is more up to date, and you know, is an environment that it looks new and functional, and you know, that that has been an issue in the past. We also want to make sure that we can help our folks here in our community to go into healthcare, and you know, our hope is that we can grow careers for people so that they can live and work right here in our community. So we've been supporting folks to go to school and would continue that effort. We would build the new building on the existing site so that we wouldn't have to go out and purchase additional property. So because of that, we would need to do this in phases. So we would look at two phases so it would minimize any disruption to patient care. And then that way we can leverage our existing property and keep the cost lower. So speaking of cost, I mentioned that we had a study done last year that showed that it would be more expensive to renovate than to build a new one. Part of that is just that you're talking about 1940s technology, 1940s pipes, water pipes, the gas systems. And so it just, it would have to basically gut the entire hospital, and the cost was astronomical. So if we are approved on November 7th, the initiative is Proposition 1 on the ballot, that would give us up to $72 million to construct a new hospital in the same location. And then that amount would be paid back over a 30-year process. So we don't take it lightly that this is a big ask, you know, for our district residents. I know that many folks are strained financially, so we're trying really hard to work with our architect and financial advisors to ensure that the hospital, the new hospital, would be efficient and safe and right-sized for our community. The cost would break down to about $1.39 per $1,000 of assessed property value. And so just as an example, we've kind of looked at average home values in our district, and in the north part of Douglas County, for instance, a home that was valued at $180,000, that would cost them about $250 per year, or about $21 a month if the measure were adopted and approved by the community. So if property value is higher, obviously there'd be a higher cost, but you know, we're really talking about cents, less than a dollar per day for most people for a state-of-the-art, up-to-date hospital that would be around to serve the community far into the future. Yeah, go ahead. Did you have something?
Oh, no, no. I'm just following along. No, this is, I've had a couple of questions, but they've gotten answered in what you've been presenting. So,
okay, great. Okay, well, I'll just kind of conclude by saying we have a website. It's threeRivershospital.net, and there's a page that says New Hospital Proposal. It might be a pop-up, but if not, just hover over the home link and it'll come up. And that page has some actual architectural renderings of what the new hospital would look like. Obviously, it's in the conceptual stage, so there's always chances for some things to change, but I think it's more or less what we'd be looking at. There's also contact information on the webpage, so if anybody wanted to get a hold of me or others in the hospital to ask questions or give us feedback, very happy to receive that, and so that would be an easy place to go to enable that. We are going to be out and about in the region in our hospital district to meet with residents. We have a farmers market meeting this Saturday up in Twist from 9 to noon, and we'll have folks up there representing the hospital, and they're going to be doing free blood pressure checks like they normally do, but we can also answer questions about the new building or provide information, whatever the community wants to know. You can also find us on Facebook. You can send messages to us there or call Jennifer Best, who's our business development coordinator, and her number is on the webpage, and I'll just say it, it's 509-645-3347, and she'll be happy to talk to you or give you information about the project. Because we're a public hospital, we're not allowed to say, please vote yes. So we can't, all we can do is educate on this. But I think that we're happy, I know that we're happy to answer any questions, give any information that folks would like to have to understand better what it is that we're trying to do. So I think that's all I had. I don't know if you had any questions.
Well, I did have, yeah, just a couple of quick things. So on that November 7th election, now what will be the geographical range of folks who will get ballots?
So it would be the public hospital district for our hospital, which our technical name is Okanagan Douglas County Public Hospital District Number 1, and that ranges from Mansfield and Bridgeport up through Pateras and around Malott up to Mazama. So we actually have geographically the largest public hospital district in the state of Washington. And so it takes in a lot of territory geographically.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I mean, it serves such a big area. So having a hospital where you're at is very, very important. And having one that's up to date, like you said at the beginning, back in the late 40s. So, yeah, things have changed quite a bit. So it'd be good to get up to date continue on serving the public.
Absolutely. Yeah, medical technology has changed so much. Just, even in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. It continues to change. Innovations are made, but, we're a hospital that was built in the 40s, but we're trying to, retrofit to the 21st century, and our systems, our hospital really wasn't designed to handle what we have now. So our electrical system, our generators, and all of that really struggled to accommodate the large electrical utility that we have in the building. So, yeah, it's this would be a great improvement. It would be much more efficient and much more, what we call it lean, but it would be able to, be constrained in size as a hospital building, so that it's very useful and you would require, the least amount of resource to make it run. We're also looking at it being very green, so very clean and green. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah. Well, and you look at other hospitals in the area. Of course, North Valley Hospital. It's been quite a few years now. They upgraded to a new facility, and now Mid Valley Hospital. Talking about, that was built in the the late mid '60s, and looking at relocating or a new building as well. So it seems if something was from the late 40s, it's definitely time to upgrade. So, all right. Well, Scott, thank you so much. I think covered everything very, very thoroughly, and we appreciate all the information and hope that folks get out and vote and help the hospital along.
Thank you very much. And just again, it's been a pleasure being able to talk to you about it and be on your program. Thank you for having me, and thank you for hearing us out on this. And again, we would say the same thing. Please go out and vote.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you very much.